This is track number 0084, Trinity School, Jazz Messengers. The ensemble, class is S3, performance time at 9 a.m.
This is For Albert by Wayne Shorter, Senior Blues by Horace Silver, and Seven Steps to Heaven by Victor Feldman. Thank you.
Thank you. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. Got that, got through it. All right. My name is Paul Pampanella again, and it's a pleasure to hear you this morning. I'm just going to run through my, I just got little bullet points here that sorry, this is not, I got to put this together really quickly. It's not in a terrifically organized fashion, but things that I just want to point out. Really good intonation. Clearly, you're all listening well to each other, and it sounds like you've been doing this for a while. Everybody's nice and tight together, which is it's really nice to hear. Rhythm section, also very tight. I'm looking at the bass. I like what you're doing. Good solo, but the thing. Primarily with most rhythm sections is everybody has to realize the bass is really driving the bus. Everybody thinks that drums are the timekeeper, but it's really in this format, it's bass is getting those downbeats, and everybody needs to sort of follow that lead. You need to pull it ahead, but he's holding it down. These are just awareness items, and overall I really like the way that you played together. Focus on legato lines for your walking. It's really solid. It can only get a little smoother, a little more fluid. Rhythm section also needs to just pull back under the solos a little bit. I found that, especially with the non-amplified instruments, and/or I know that the violins are amplified, but not quite as much. Just pull back, and I think one of my other overall comments for the entire ensemble is that. Dynamics seemed to be, here to here, and I'd like to see it be, or hear it be, here to here. I wasn't you know, there was a lot of medium and a little bit of loud. I didn't get a lot of soft. And the whole meaning of the word dynamic is that there's contrast there. Trying not to miss anything. And just a little thing about presentation. Everyone is, you know, again, very tight, very sonically connected. As you're presenting, you know, we're a visual format too, as much as we like to think it's, you know, this isn't pop music. We're not, you know, being all over the top. But as you're performing, it's nice to, like, if there's a bass solo or there's a piano solo, if all of you up front look like you're engaged with that, it adds to our experience that, you know, you're all tied together as an ensemble, rather than standing there like you're waiting for a bus or something. Just give them a little turn. You're probably listening. I'm not saying you're not listening, but it's nice to see the listening, if that makes any sense. I think that's all that I have for you. I can't rip apart too much of that. That was really well rehearsed. It can only get better from here. The most interesting thing about the ensemble is that you've got, you know, two violins. When does that ever happen? I think we're not going to see that the rest of this day. If we do, I'll be surprised. But the only thing that, again, it might be a visual thing, but I think it's also, it might just be a volume and balancing issue. Who's leading this section? Are we being led by the alto? Are we being led by what's being substituted here? And I guess this is more of a question for the director.
Right.
Where's the
the violins are the trumpet.
Okay.
And
so they're reading
after the bass amp went down, after the bass amp failed.
Yep.
We sacrificed one of their amps and ran there.
Okay. And then their level kind of went down. I see. But that's okay. That's very interesting. So they're reading one book, and it's a unison part. Okay, and I guess that's just a balancing thing. But overall, it felt very nice. I'm not complaining about it. It's just that in a better sound scenario where there wasn't any equipment failure, you know, just let's get them present, because it's a really gorgeous sound when that pulls together. With the three horns and the two violins, that sounds really nice. Again, that's I have only, I guess, good things to say, but thank you very much. That was a pleasure to listen to.